commission, would that be your general understanding as well?
I think if you're asking them to serve for no compensation, it'd be nice that they would have status of appointment for the key people. So, did the number you have in mind, was it nine? Is that what you were thinking?
Well, I'm reasonably flexible on this point. I think 9 or 11 are within the ballpark, but any comments that others have, I'd be glad to receive them.
Could I just go back to the other issue of compensation and just make a comment and leave it at that? I have a real problem asking citizens of Oregon to serve and often come to Salem and stay overnight, pay the cost, not only give up X dollars a day of their pay for their work, but not even be reimbursed for their expenses. And just as a general policy, I think it's bad public policy not only to ask them to come, but not even to pay per diem. I'll just leave it at that.
Representative Dix?
I don't have anything, Mr. Chair.
Representative Bunn, I certainly appreciate your comment, and I guess my concern is how we, and I'd be glad to pursue the option of permitting compensation, but I think my concern is that if this bill does have to go down to Ways and Means, if we can't find the funds within what dollars LC has to compensate the non-legislative members, risk the fate of the entire bill. Go ahead.
Two comments. I don't understand why legislators should be paid and others shouldn't be paid. And second, if we can't pay somebody to stay overnight somewhere to do the work, maybe we ought not to be doing the work. And it's not something that I'm going to bleed over, but I've you know, we never pay our jurors enough. We never pay enough just bare compensation to cover expenses. And I think if we're going to have a program, we ought to at least be able to pay those who provide their services for free enough to cover their costs. And also, I think there's the danger that we exclude some people, frankly, from service, not attorneys, but others. And again, it's not something I desire to pursue other than to say it's a policy that I've consistently held we ought to have.
Mr. Olson, did you want to respond or comment further?
I would just say, Mr. Chairman, that that's an excellent general rule. This may be the exception of the rule, because already we've had bar members and other people from universities and people that have expertise to contribute who have made themselves available without that compensation, and that would continue. And we're just offering that if it would increase the chances of this bill going through the process. And so certainly I wouldn't argue with your overall general point.
I think that I would concur, I guess, with Mr. Wilson's comments. I think most of us, I certainly sympathize with some of the points Representative Bunn has made. I know, for example, that on an interim task force that both he and I served on, which was kind of an extraordinary situation, it's my understanding that the six lay members who were asked to serve there received no compensation whatsoever. And the representative of the State Bar, in fact, and others, I think, had significant interruption in terms of their professional commitments, et cetera, and it's a real tribute to them that they're willing to make that kind of commitment. And if the system doesn't allow participation by folks who aren't so well situated, then there's a question there that I think is valid. Representative Hanlon?
It's not extraordinary, because we had on the health care, joint interim health care committee chaired by Senator McCoy and myself, we appointed citizen subcommittees, three of them, and the membership ranged from 5 to maybe 10 members at the most on those three subcommittees. They met numerous times throughout the interim without any compensation. Once again, same situation.
Okay, well, let me suggest this. I would feel personally more comfortable after I've had a chance to sit down with Mr. Clifford and maybe pose a couple of these questions as it relates to the budget of Legislative Council, and maybe an opportunity to visit further and have further comment from subcommittee members before we take any further action on this bill. If there are other concerns as they relate to membership or any other issues in this, I'd ask subcommittee members to try to let me or council know. we'll try to get this rescheduled for a work session just as soon as I get a chance to visit with Mr. Clifford, and maybe we can kind of outline what our options are at that point. Are there any further comments by members or non-members, individuals here with an interest in the bill? Okay, if not, we'll carry this over for a follow-up work session and discussion of fiscal impact and membership. I believe that leaves us with one more bill up for consideration, and that would be House Bill 2409, the revisers bill. I believe we did receive at least one amendment which had been submitted by the corporate division and the assistant commissioner, Mr. Lintott, from the Department of Commerce. He was here earlier, and I advised him I didn't think it was necessary for him to remain since there didn't appear to be any controversy with his amendments, and I don't believe there was any controversy or any question about the bill otherwise.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Excuse me, Representative Phillips, go ahead.
I did, this might surprise you, but on page 48, sections 115 and 116, I did have a question.
Okay.
You ought to read these bills, they're interesting. And the reason I have a question is, if you look at line 14 and then again on line 18, the word director was dropped out and commission put in. Now, that may be just to update the statutes on previous bills. That may be because of some other policy decision in previous sessions. However, putting in the commission to make a decision rather than the director is a policy statement that should have already been made through a substantive committee, and this may be cleaning up, and if so, it's fine. If not,
my sense is that's probably the case, however, and perhaps Kathleen can clarify that.
I'm doing this without looking at it, but my recollection of what you're referring to, Representative Phillips, is the change from the water resources director. And a couple of sessions ago, that law was all changed to make it the Water Resources Commission, and this is just a section that got director didn't get changed to commission.
Okay.
Commission. So it's a policy you have in fact already made.
Okay, if that's the case, I don't have any problem with it.
Thank you, Representative, and thank you, Ms. Buffet, for that clarification. We can allow an opportunity to double check that specific question before it gets to full committee, but I think based on the information at this point, that certainly appears to be accurate and satisfactory. We do have the amendments that were proposed by the Assistant Corporation Commissioner, and those are LC HB 2409-1, bearing the date February 25th, 1987. If there are no other amendments, why don't we go ahead and take those up if there's a motion to adopt those amendments. Representative Hanlon?
I move to adopt the 2409-1. Is that what you're speaking to, Mr.?
That's correct. Okay, Representative Hanlon moves to adopt the amendments contained in LC 2409-1, bearing the date 2/25/87, submitted by the Corporation Division. Is there any objection to those amendments? If not, they're adopted. I'm not aware of any other amendments or issues raised. Representative Hanlon?
Mr. Chair, I move the House Bill 2409 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Hanlon moves House Bill 2409 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanlon.
This corrects internal. I don't understand what that word means.
Ms. Buffet?
Mr. Chairman. In statutory drafting jargon, an internal reference is one in which, in a section, it refers, for example, to another section of the bill or a subsection of the bill, and in the instance we're talking about, it referred to it erroneously. The provision in section 13 that said the money appropriated in section 14, well, it turns out the money wasn't appropriated in section 14, it was in fact in 16. That's the kind of thing that describes.
Okay. Any further questions or comments?
Mr. Chair,
Representative Hanlon.
I will support my motion.
If there's no further discussion or comment, clerk will call the roll.
It is.
Dennis?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Cameron?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye. motion's adopted. Any further business to come before the subcommittee this afternoon? If not, we stand adjourned.